Fred Film Radio, International Film Festival, Rotterdam, Netherlands.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2017 International Film Festival, Rotterdam, and I'm very pleased to be joined by filmmaker Elias Rotaers, presenting his film Inside the Distance. Thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome.
So the first question for you is, if you'd be so kind to tell our listeners a little bit about what your film is about, first of all.
It's a poetic portrait of a boxing coach, Georgi Saksuvarian. The name already gives it away. He's from Armenian descent, but he was born and raised in Georgia in the Soviet Union. He's in his late 60s, and he's been living for over 15 years now in Belgium, where he's a trainer of a good, young, and successful Belgian boxer. And so it's a portrait about boxing and about this idea of distance, because his ex-wife and son and family still lives in Tbilisi, Georgia. And so it is, you could say it's a film about distance in a way. And in a way, boxing is also about distance. So
yeah, that's a term in boxing, isn't it?
Inside the distance is a term in boxing. It means that you win or lose inside the distance, meaning before the fight is over. So
I we'll get back to the theme of this film actually, because it means a lot to the film, obviously. But first and foremost, another simple question to follow that one up: what's the name of the main character, the leading protagonist of the film again?
That's Georgi Saksuvarian.
And how did you meet him?
It's a funny story. I've been teaching for over 10 years now, I think, in a film school in Ghent. And there was a student in the beginning I was teaching who knew my work from before and who made a little short film in a boxing club, the Golden Gloves in Ghent. And he met Georgi there. Georgi at that time was a trainer there, but he isn't anymore. And he said, "You have to meet this guy. I don't know why, but he said, this is somebody you are going to love. Most of my films are about this idea of this floating experience of time and space of migrants. This guy is amazing. He talks about time, space, distance, boxing, whatever, in a beautiful way. And because I always tend to start or like to work with or incorporate archival material in my films, not always that much, but he said there's this amazing video Georgi talked about of him filming his apartment in Tbilisi before leaving for the West, and it seems to be amazing. He talked about it. You have to meet him and watch this video. And so, I don't know, it took a few months, and then I called Georgi, and we met, and we loved each other. And I went to his home, and after a few times, he showed me this video, which was mind-boggling in a way. It's very beautiful because his whole apartment was one big collage of images from boxing, from cinema, from religious material, from painting. And actually the whole apartment was one living art piece, you could say. And it's him with his friends filming this with candlelight and with little lamps and whatever. Yeah. So that's, yeah. And I tried to construct.
I guess you've already kind of started helping us visualize the film, and you also mentioned the term answering the first question, poetic documentary. Now, what do you mean by that? What is a poetic documentary?
I actually hate the term, but it's something people, because the other term people tend to use is a creative documentary.
Or an investigative documentary. You know, there's always a category for everything.
I know, but creative documentary seems horrible. I think every documentary is, in a way, creative, of course. So what does poetic mean? I have no idea. I try to... It is... I hope it is. I don't know. I think it's a very intuitive and playful film also, even if it has very melancholy themes and boxing and visual, audiovisual constructions within the film itself. It is something that, poetic in the sense that it's constructed throughout my dialogues with Georgi, that we tried stuff, that it's, so in that sense it's poetic. It tries to use sound and image in a specific way, a way that we found, you could say, throughout the filmmaking process itself. So I don't know, that's why it's poetic.
Yeah, which makes it an immersive experience. I thought, yeah, the sound and image, for instance, the images, it's particularly in the style in which you film some of the scenes in the camera that's placed firmly in the tripod. It isn't necessarily filming the, you know, following the characters, it's just there. Like, for instance, what was the motivation behind that?
It's something I do camera myself for my films, and it's something that, yeah, to be honest, I try to make a more classical film. I always try to make a more classical film, you could say, but I end up with this strange audiovisual poetry. I don't know, it always just happens. There is something in this dialectics between starting off from a strong observational sense but ending up with, yeah, ideas of negative space within the frame, of empty spaces where people come in and come out, filming ceilings where, in a certain sense, light starts to move around when the character already left. So just being patient and...
Yeah, the relationship between the viewer and the film, in this case, kind of changes. I mean, it's almost a completely different way of experiencing a movie from the, let's say, the more traditionalist kind that is solely focused on a well-structured storyline and narrative.
Yeah, that's true, but I hope to, in a way that it's also a film that you could say it's not a linear narrative, it's more like a circling, like the vortex of time in a way that circles around this man and his experience of a floating time and space and imagery and sound trying to dance with all these ideas that this man... contains within himself,
because he is very fascinating in the way he talks about. I mean, okay, so we should also specify that this film does show him training and boxing, but also the way he speaks and the things he says. I mean, he's a very fascinating character to examine. Now, you also mentioned that you're particularly drawn to concepts of time and space. Would you like to maybe tell us a little bit about what draws you to these concepts?
Because of these collages we just talked about in his old apartment in Tbilisi, I think the film tries to be like a collage of Georgi in different snippets of images, sounds, his voice. So you could say it's a collage of Georgi. I know it's something I've been always fascinated about, certainly within this theme of this idea of distance and this being in between spaces and times of the migrant, that in a philosophical sense, I like to explore, you could say, the fact that the present is always, this sounds a bit strange, but is always non-contemporary with itself, that the present is always tainted by pasts and futures and whatever, so that the present is never a monolithic experience, but that it's always fragmented, and thus maybe you could say also the present as a collage of snippets of from everywhere.
In a philosophical sense, but the film also explores it in a geographical sense.
Yeah, of course, it's also a collage of, you could say, Belgium and Georgia, and of whatever that's in between. And so, yeah, for me, documentary in a way is this... For me, documentary is the most dialectical of all arts. It's always about the here and now, the real, the world you observe, and the imaginary of my head and the imaginary of Georgie's head, you could say, of the dialectical tension between sound and image, between here and there, whatever. So for me, it's really... could say that documentary for me is the art of the gap of everything that falls a bit in between.
Right, which brings us to the final question. The film starts off with a quote that I believe says something about that making a film about a real person is a crime. And who said that quote, by the way?
It's Georgi, yeah. We did some recordings in a studio because, I don't know, he had a lot of stuff to share and we tried some stuff out. So we just recorded this and at one point he suggested that we could or could not include this quote. It was of many different snippets of things we recorded, and in the editing process it ended up in the beginning, and it's a quote by Ottavio Celiani, a Georgian filmmaker who I think also showed his films here many years ago in Rotterdam.
Right.
So it's the idea that making a film about somebody who is currently alive is a crime, and making a film about somebody who has been alive is also not very interesting, because in a way you'd end up making a life with all its secrets and its truths that somebody takes to his grave, you make it banal.
And what do you think?
Once again, I think it's this dialectical thing that, of course, it's always trying to make to portray a life in all its richness, and of course realizing that you always end up with other material than you maybe dreamt of and whatever. So it's just, I hope the film doesn't make his life banal, but it certainly is a construction around his life, and it's certainly not a one-on-one relationship with the man himself. It's a film.
That's wonderful. Okay, well, thank you very much for joining us and talking to us about it. It was a great pleasure. Once again, we'll remind our listeners that the film is called Inside the Distance. Best of luck.
Thank you very much.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.